Margaret Fingerhut playing two pieces by Balakirev. Well, I mentioned a bit earlier that was played by way of a taster for tomorrow night's largely Russian prom. In the middle of it, though, there is a world premiere. It's commissioned by Radio 3. It's by Edward Cowie, celebrating his 70th birthday. The Great Barrier Reef is the subject of his Earth Music 1. But there's also another commission just before it. The interval, the 20 minutes talk, is in fact an original short story about a couple looking for answers in the Great Barrier Reef. So that forms a centrepiece of tomorrow night's prom. And after it, Edward Cowie will be talking to Andrew McGregor about his work and introducing some of his chamber pieces played by students of the Royal Northern College of Music. That is Prom's Composer Portrait, beginning at 10:15 tomorrow night. Well, now it's 10:30 and it's time on BBC Radio 3 for World Roots. It's introduced by Lucy Duran.
Last weekend was WOMAD, the UK's biggest world music festival, and you may have heard some of our live coverage from the Siam stage, the Open Air stage and Radio 3's very own stage at Charlton Park in Wiltshire. With around 9 hours of live broadcasting, though, we only brought you the tip of the WOMAD iceberg last weekend. So, this week and next on World Roots, I'll be introducing more highlights. Next week, there's music from Dawangang from China and Canzionere Grecanico from southern Italy. This week, Malian star Rokia Traore, Guy Shalom's Egyptian project Baladi Blues, and the Brazilian beats of DJ Tudu, along with a special studio truck session by singer-songwriter Nano Stern from Chile. But first, one of my own highlights, a new band of young musicians from Zimbabwe who've been making waves on the world music scene in the last couple of years. And they certainly drew a large and enthusiastic crowd on Sunday at the Open Air stage. Here, from WOMAD 2013, Mokumba.
Go! Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. The name of the group which is in front of you is called Mokoma from Zimbabwe.
The rousing sound of one of Southern Africa's hottest new bands, Mokumba, from Zimbabwe, recorded on the open-air stage at last week's WOMAD Festival. More from them in next week's World Roots. One of the artists to appear on our very own Radio 3 stage at WOMAD was a music researcher and DJ from Brazil, known as DJ Tudu. Tudo means all, and perhaps that's a reference to his vast collection of recordings, including around 10,000 LPs from all over the country, that he draws on in his own music. Here's Gaita Mestra, which brings to mind the ethereal styles from northeast Brazil.
Thank you. Good evening, everybody.
DJ Tudo from Brazil, firing up the Radio 3 stage audience in the Arboretum at Charlton Park during last weekend's WOMAD Festival. You're listening to World Roots here on BBC Radio 3.
Thank you.
That's El Gamal El Cordi on the quarter-tone accordion.
Baladi Blues, who describe their style as urban Egyptian dance music. They're a group of Egyptian musicians based in London, brought together by the musician and producer Guy Shalom. What caught my eye about that group was the accordion, specially adapted to the Egyptian quarter-tone scale. While I was at the festival, people kept texting me about a fabulous young singer-songwriter from Chile called Nanor Stern. We managed to track him down at the Taste the World tent and invite him into our studio truck for a special session. He began with one of his own compositions.
Un, dos, tres, y... De tu caja de música sale una danza que me envuelve de a poco y me da la esperanza de que vuelvan tus manos a darme calor y se lleven un rato el inmenso dolor. De tu caja de música sale una danza me envuelve de a poco y me da la esperanza de que cantemos juntos la misma canción y que partamos lejos en el mismo avión. Esperanza, la puta esperanza, todos creen que les pertenece. Pero yo ya no quiero esperar ni danzar. Esperanza, mi amada esperanza, no me claves más hondo tu lanza. Ándate antes que todo comience otra vez. La, 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 la. ¿Será que me engaño con mi propio canto? ¿No será que tu danza se esconde en el llanto? ¿No será que me invento una falsa verdad solo para escaparme de la soledad? Esperanza, la puta esperanza, todos creen que les pertenece, pero yo ya no quiero esperar ni danzar. Esperanza, mi amada esperanza, no me clave más hondo tu lanza. Ándate antes que todo comience otra vez. La, 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 la. Yeah.
Here in our studio truck are five musicians from Chile, and the leader of the group is Nano Stern. I'm really happy to have you here in the studio with us.
Thank you. We are also extremely happy. This is all a bit surreal because we grew up in Chile hearing about the BBC and Muhammad and these things. And now to be here is such a pleasure. It's such an honor and it's a privilege. You know, we take it with a big sense of responsibility, understanding that the biggest responsibility of all is to enjoy it while we are here.
Well, I could say from our part that at least in terms of world roots, I'm rather ashamed to say this, but I think you are the very first Chilean musical group that we've had on our programme. This is a very strange thing, Nano. Why is it that the music of Chile... I mean, of course, we know about Víctor Jara and, you know, the great singers of the 1960s and early 70s before they were executed by Pinochet and so on.
I think this response to the reality of the country, it went to complete darkness for 20 years. And it took another 20 years, really, for this spark to become a fire again. And what's going on now in terms of the younger generations and creation in general is outstanding. I get to travel around the world. And when I go back home, I realize what the level of music is being produced there. And music which is not only interesting in its sounds, but that it's very full of context and that is drinking from the source of Víctor Jara, of Violeta Parra, of Inti Illimani, but making it our own and being open to the rest of the world.
So, Nano, the thing about Chile as well is that you share a lot of general Latin American culture. You share a lot of musical culture.
Absolutely.
Does it make sense to think of Venezuelan music or Colombian music or Chilean music?
I think by now it does, because there is clear styles that have evolved because of the political situation. Each country has its own history, its own radios and television, but you can trace this back to a very common origin, you know, and therefore it's our privilege to have access to such a wide repertoire of music, and we do this in the concerts as well. We play music from the north of Venezuela and from the south of Patagonia, and you could get someone from Juarez in the north of Mexico, in the middle of the northern hemisphere, and you could get a musician from the tip of Patagonia, and they could play together, and this is beautiful.
And that's partly, of course, because the continent is united by the language.
Absolutely.
By Spanish.
Yes, we...
And by that sort of common, you know, Spanish mixed with African, mixed with indigenous.
Exactly. The indigenous element is the one that changes everywhere, but these other two kind of main elements of Latin American culture remain and allow us to dialogue very easily, freely, and with joy also. You know, it's a pleasure to learn these other repertoires. And you must think that, unlike in Europe, and I think much like in Africa, the borders of the countries are political, and they don't necessarily respond to actual nations or cultures. You know, if you cross the border from Chile to Bolivia or Chile to Peru, you will find the same people. If you go from one side of Patagonia to the other, it's not Chile, it's not Argentina, it's Patagonia. And if it would have evolved as it did in Europe, Patagonia would be a country, for example, but it's not. And now we are in a ridiculous situation in which the powers want to create hatred between the peoples, between the Bolivian people and the Chilean people and the Argentinian people. And we are brothers, you know, we are blood, the same blood. There's families spread around these countries. And it's an important mission to be aware of.
And Nano, presumably music plays a very important role in spreading those
absolutely
messages.
And efforts like WOMAD, you know, are beautiful.
Well, we would like to hear another piece of music. What will you play for us?
Very much in accordance to what we've discussed, we'll play for you a song by Venezuelan composer Simon Diaz, who is a gift of a human being and a musician, and his most beautiful song, I think, La Tonada de la Luna Llena, the song of the full moon, in a very different version.
And what is it about?
It's very abstract, about the moment in which the full moon starts to wane, you say? And in the savannah in Venezuela, there is the concept that the growing moon is for passion and the waning moon is for reflection. So it's about the dialogue of these things.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, Nano Stern with his musicians on percussion, Cristian Carvacho on guitar and accordion, Alejandro Soto on bass, Patricio Rojas on the chorus, Magdalena Rust, and Nano Stern himself on guitar and song with Tonada de Luna Llena.
Yo vi de una garza mora dándole combate a un río. Así es como se enamora tu corazón con el mío. Yo vi de una garza mora dándole combate a un río. Así es como se enamora. Así es como se enamora tu corazón con el mío. Tu corazón con el mío. Oiga, esa compadre, ponga buena, ponga corazón. Así es como se enamora tu corazón con el mío. Yo vi de una garza mora dándole combate a un río. Así es como se enamora. Así es como se enamora tu corazón con el mío. ¡Ay! Tu corazón con el mío, luna, luna. Anda muchacho a la casa y me trae la carabina, oh, oh, pa' matar ese gavilán que no me deja gallina. La luna me está mirando, yo no sé lo que me ve. Yo tengo la ropa limpia, ayer tarde la lavé. Me está mirando, yo no sé lo que me ve. Yo tengo la ropa limpia. Yo tengo la ropa limpia. Ayer tarde la lavé. Ayer tarde la lavé.
Tonada de Luna Llena by the Venezuelan composer Simon Diaz, played for us in a special version by Nano Stern and musicians from Chile, and recorded in a studio truck behind the Radio 3 stage at the WOMAD Festival last weekend. And now, one of the biggest stars to appear at the festival, this is the singer from Mali, Rokia Traore.
No, man, I can't. le figlie di amare che vende la la Johnny Bell Coca-Cola. Oh la la Johnny Bell Coca-Cola.
Tout le jour, mais tout le jour, tout le jour.
Dès le matin fatigué, je remplis les pommes de rosée. Et je laisse le ciel se poser sur mes cils, car je suis zen. Et je laisse le ciel se poser sur mes cils.
Mali, that's Rokia Traore, recorded at last week's WOMAD Festival. And Rokia has just released her latest album, Beautiful Africa. With Mali in mind, don't forget the World Roots Prom this year, which takes place at the Royal Albert Hall on the 22nd of August. You can still get tickets, and there are details of how to do that on the BBC Proms website. We'll be celebrating this year's World Roots Academy and its focus on Azerbaijan. And in what's been another year of upheaval and instability for Mali, we've invited some of that country's top musicians, proving that it'll take a lot to silence this amazingly musical country. There'll be a new group making their worldwide debut, made up of three of Mali's top musicians. The Dakali Trio celebrate the ancient music making of the griots. And then there's this guy. He's no stranger to WOMAD, and I thought this was a good excuse to play a recording made back in 2007 at WOMAD's first year at Charlton Park. It was also his debut at the festival, and if you were there, you'll recall it was quite wet. A song dedicated to Baseko Kouyaté, now one of Mali's top stars, but then just at the beginning of his solo career, recorded there at his debut WOMAD performance in 2007, shortly after the release of his first album. And don't forget, Baseko and his group Ngoni Ba will be appearing at the World Roots Prom on August the 22nd. Tickets are still available, and if you can't make it, you can listen live at home on Radio 3. More WOMAD 2013 highlights on next week's programme, including Mokumba from Zimbabwe and Canzoniere Grecanico from southern Italy. Finally, on tonight's World Roots, Qawwali, entrancing Sufi devotional music, on the main stage last weekend at WOMAD, recorded on the Sunday afternoon in glorious sunshine. From Pakistan, this is Asif Ali Khan.
Sanitary, 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 san
World Roots was introduced by Lucy Duran and produced by James Parkin.
After an absence of almost 20 years, piano soloist Mitsuko Uchida returns to the BBC Proms, playing Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 4 in the first of two BBC Proms concerts given by the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra and its chief conductor Marius Janssens. A pair of concerts culminating with Mahler's Second Symphony, The Resurrection, on Friday. Join me, Christopher Cook, for the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra at the Proms on BBC Radio 3, Thursday night from 7 o'clock.
A quick look ahead to tomorrow on Radio 3, and Donal MacLeod isn't so much featuring a composer of the week as an organisation which might well have been responsible for putting many of his usual subjects on the musical map, as it were. This week he's looking at the history of the Royal Philharmonic Society, who are celebrating their 200th anniversary. And having spent much of this evening in the company of Wagner, you may find Wednesday's programme particularly apt. It's all about the tumultuous season in 1855, when Wagner took charge of the Royal Philharmonic Society's orchestra. And not forgetting, of course, that Composer of the Week itself has just turned 70, and to mark the occasion, Donald is inviting you to contribute the names of composers you'd like to hear featured in a future programme, but who haven't yet made it onto his list. By all accounts, there have been hundreds of suggestions already, all gratefully received, so do keep them coming. Details of how to add yours are on the Composer of the Week page of the Radio 3 website. Before that, tomorrow morning, Rob Cowan brings you his essential classics. His CD of the week is by the pianist Alexis Weissenberg, who died last year. It's a collection called The Champagne Pianist. And his guest on the programme every day is Hale Afshar, the prominent Muslim feminist. That's all in Essential Classics at 9 o'clock tomorrow. BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11:30, time now for Jazz Lineup with Julian Joseph.
The evocative and haunting sounds of tenor sax giant Bobby Wellens, and we feature a special concert set recorded at this year's Glasgow International Jazz Festival of Bobby with his quartet later on the show. Also on the programme, some of the latest new releases from the Christian Garrick, John Etheridge duo and the legendary Keith Jarrett trio. But first up, it's Uberjam De from guitarist John Scofield, and this is Camelus. The guitar and groove sound of John Scofield and Camillus from his new album Uberjam 2, just out now on the MRC Decca label. The album is part two of a groove collection from 2002 and reunites him with the rhythm guitar of Avi Bortnick and drummer Adam Deitch. And Scofield manages to work in grooves inspired by Curtis Mayfield, Al Green and even Steely Dan. Joining them on bass is Andy Hess. Well, from the groove-oriented sounds of John Scofield to a couple of homegrown giants in the duo that combines virtuoso violinist Christian Garrick and guitar maestro John Etheridge. The album is called When the World Stopped for Snow and draws on compositions from the standard folk and rock repertoire. They present an imaginative collection that's tender and wide-ranging. This is their treatment of a recent classic by Alison Goldfrapp and Will Gregory, Paper Bag. The beautiful violin and guitar combination of Christian Garrick and John Etheridge and Paper Bag by Goldfrapp. The album is out on the Flying Blue Whale Records label and combines gorgeous versions of standards Mona Lisa, Skylark, and In a Sentimental Mood with choice compositions from Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, and Randy Newman, amongst others. Well, now we go to our concert set, which features highlights from saxophonist Bobby Wellens in concert at this year's Glasgow International Jazz Festival. The legendary saxophone master appeared in his hometown with a quartet that was to feature his longtime collaborator and legend in his own right, Stan Tracy. But owing to illness, the piano chair was filled at short notice by the excellent Paul Harrison. Recorded on the 30th of June at the Old Fruit Market in Glasgow, this was the 27th Glasgow Jazz Festival and also marked the 20th anniversary of the festival using the Old Fruit Market as a venue. Completing the lineup on bass and drums are Andy Kleindert and Clark Tracy. Absent but ever present, Wellens kicked off the set with a composition dedicated to the maestro. This is Blues for Stan William Tracy.